Youth and Cars in America. No longer car crazy? Page 193.
On a couple of hot summer weekend nights, I drove around Modesto. With its downtown and its long, wide streets, the city seems a perfect place to cruise. But that's not what was happening. Celine Murillo and her friends were among the many teens I saw dropped off at the movie theater. Celine is 19 and she doesn't have a driver's license.
You know, if there was something that was actually forcing me to get out there and like actually get my license, then I probably would. There's like, you know, your parents, so you have something to depend on. And so maybe that's why.
Celine says her parents don't mind dropping her off around town, and she doesn't mind either. Blanca Correa is 16, and she doesn't have a driver's license and no immediate plans to get one.
I've never actually thought it was that important.
In Modesto?
Yeah.
If you and your friends want to get around, how do you and your friends meet up with each other?
Well, they pick us up and we leave.
So Blanca says she can get around asking friends for rides, and if it's important, her parents will give her a lift. Neither see a license in and of itself as a symbol of independence. They're not alone. Buying a car, even a used one, is tough for teens who aren't financially independent. But getting a driver's license, that's different. That's a sign of intent. 20 years ago, 3/4 of kids would have had their license by the age 18, according to AAA. Only about half do now.